Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And the only thing we have to do is come to Him. So one thing I wanted to let you know is that with that first invitation, there was three excuses used. What were the excuses? Verse 18 reads, "And they all with one consent began to make excuse." You know, God doesn't like excuses. No matter what our excuse is, when He gives us a command, we have to do it. I think that's what Mary said. Whatever He's saying to you, do. So Jesus told us to go. But this first person said, "I have a piece of ground that I must need go and see it." Well, I have a question for you. Who buys something without seeing it first? So this person really was without no excuse. He bought something and didn't go see it. So that tells us right there that he was out of line there. He bought a piece of land and yet he did not go see it first. And then he's asking that he may be excused. We always want to justify our actions. We want to justify our actions. Hey, I can't go because I got this, I got that. But evidently, this was a great supper, it says here. And therefore, there had to take a lot of preparation. Did you know that Jesus Christ has prepared something for us? Amen. And He's inviting us to come. One day He's going to say, "Come up hither." Yep. And we'll go up there to ever be with Him.
Could be tonight.
Amen. Could be tonight. And the next one, verse 19. "He bought 5 yokes of oxen. And he didn't see it. He said, I got to go prove it." So once again, he didn't see it. But he had to go see it. And the third one, married a wife. He says, "Hey, I got a wife. I can't come. Please excuse me." So all these excuses, it shows possession, business, and personal that they put above the Master. And they all said no. But what I do like in what it says in verse 21, when the servant came back and told the master that they weren't going to come, what did the master say in verse 21? What did he say? "So that the servant came and the master said, go out what? Quickly. Don't hesitate. Go into the streets and lanes." Now, I want you to get this part here. Because he tells them to bring them in. Now, who was he bringing in here? The poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind. So this is very important. I want you to see this. So this first time, he told them to go out quickly and to bring them. Wow. Do you know somebody you can bring that's poor? They don't have the means to get here, but you do. Somebody maimed, they can't get around, limbs, they halt, they're slow, some even blind. But one thing it shows here is that the Lord loves them. He didn't reject them like our society. If you look at this list, poor, maimed, halt, blind, our society say throw them in a closet. But God said no. He invited them to the table. And what I like here, verse 22, the servants say, "We have done that, Lord," and listen to what he said, "yet there is still room." Isn't that good? "Yet there is still room in the house of God." There's always room for more in the house of God. Whenever we think it's too filled, no. He said, "Yet there is still room in my house." Praise the Lord.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.